Well, now in the fifth quarter, going to head down to Huntsville and talk with West Strand boys coach Chris Sandrin. Chris, congratulations. Your boys are Lewis and Clark Conference champs this year.
Hey, we appreciate it. You know, we had a really good week, finished out our conference schedule pretty strong, you know, beating three pretty good teams. So we're really excited to win our conference again this year.
You kind of had a bullseye on your back because you won the conference, I think tied for the conference last year. So everybody's kind of shooting for you, and you prevail, don't you?
Yeah, well, won the conference last year outright. We actually won four games in a row last year with weather last year in four consecutive days. So it was a pretty cool feeling last year when we won that. And coming in with the target on our back this year, we were able to get that done again. And, you know, we had three big home games this week, and the crowd was rocking and rolling, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you beat three good teams. You beat Fayette, you beat Schuyler County, you beat Salisbury. And I guess Salisbury maybe the last game. Talk about that one a little bit. Who played well for you?
You know, really is everybody that was contributing minutes. We started with our five seniors. We actually have six seniors, but five of them had played for all 4 years. So we started the game with those five, and, you know, they really got it on. Probably David, Steph, and Trey, you know, kind of the leaders of that group scoring-wise. But Braden Bain and Trayton Black are two other ones that played pretty well. And then our juniors came in, and they kind of got going too. And it was really a bounce scoring night. David Dell, Seth Berry both had 14. Trey Burton had 12, and then Carter King had 10. So we were pretty bounce scoring that one, able to get a big lead, and then just have a lot of fun in that game. And the crowd was rolling. The crowd was real loud and getting behind us. It was a packed house. It's probably one of the coolest atmospheres I've ever been in, especially there at West Strand. So, you know, it was nice to have our fan support behind us, and it was nice to come out with that big win against Salisbury.
And you've got a lot of the same guys on your team this year that played on that conference championship team last year, don't you, Chris?
Yeah, I do. You know, we have six seniors. We just lost one senior last year off of our team. He was a part of our team, but we had some other guys that stepped up and filled his spot. So, you know, seven or eight of the guys were also guys that played a lot of the minutes last year. So they'd kind of been in those games before, and, you know, we're kind of ready enough for the challenge.
Go up to Schuyler County. You start the district this week. Milan, the number one seed. You're number two. Might get another shot at Salisbury. Who knows? They're number three, and Putnam County number four.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough district. You know, Milan's not a team that we get to see a lot throughout the year. You know, we've tried to watch some things on them when we get the opportunity to, but, you know, like I told the guys today, at practice today, you know, we're just really going to look at one game at a time. We start on Tuesday against Scotland County, another conference opponent, and then if we can get that one on Tuesday, then on Thursday we'll play another conference opponent in either Marceline or Salisbury. So, you know, still just kind of through our conference, and those are teams that we've all beat already this year, but it's a whole different thing when you get into districts. So just like I told the guys, we'll focus on one game at a time, and we're going to get ready to play. You know, we feel like we're playing probably some of our best basketball right now, so that's definitely where you want to be when it comes to district time.
Okay, we talk about your boys. That's only half of your story. You also coach the girls at West Strand. We know your girls are a young team, but they've gotten better as the year's gone on, haven't they?
Yeah, they have, and, you know, we played a real good Salisbury team last night. They only have three losses, but, you know, the score was still lopsided, but I thought we probably actually played one of our best games of the year. Shot the ball pretty well, moved the ball around the perimeter against their zone defense. So, you know, we haven't got a win this year yet, and it's been a struggle, it's been a battle, but I'm proud of the girls for, you know, sticking with it, sticking with me, and continuing to fight and continue to get better, and, you know, hopefully for those younger girls, it'll only pay off when they grow older.